wish for it or you can work for it.
You gotta work for greatness.
If you ain't working, you should be working.
Come on, let's work.
To Confessions of a Workaholic, where we share the success secrets of fearless female entrepreneurs who are obsessed with success. This is your girl, Corey Yale. So excited to be back for another soul-snatching solo episode. Y'all, I cannot believe I have not been here with y'all since before Essence Fest. Literally, July 4th is the last time I did a solo episode. Got so many updates, announcements, so many good things to share. But before I do that, gotta let you know that this week's episode is brought to you by the Blacklist Classifieds. If you have not heard, inside of the Already Dope Work Mag, we have the Blacklist Classified section where we have an opportunity to empower our readers to stop making excuses and start making changes by supporting our community. This is a listing of Black-owned businesses and a way for us to shop, support, and celebrate one another. So as part of the perks for advertising inside of Work Mag, these businesses are gonna be getting some highlights and shout outs over the next few episodes. So definitely want to shout out After Five Classy Shoes. You can visit them at after5classyshoes.com, the Mommy Galleria, always supporting the Work Pricelate brand. Visit her on Instagram at the Mommy Galleria and online at themommygalleria.com. She has super cute business suits. If you're looking for fly suits, she has them for you. Double A Makeup Artistry, visit them online at doubleamakeup.com. They offer actual makeup as well as makeup services and makeup sessions. So like makeup tutorials, one-on-one, teaching you how to do your own makeup so that you can stop spending money and save. And then Fierce and Fabulous Couture, you can visit them at shopffcouture on Instagram. Definitely excited to be able to feature so many amazing Black-owned businesses inside of Work Mag. If you have not heard, we just released the summer issue with my girl, Nicole Linnell, on the cover. Y'all, I have known Nicole, we go way back, okay? Way back before, before all of this, okay? Before all the glitz and the glam that you get to see on the gram, I know the struggle story before all of the success that we get to witness now. So to see her literally build her brand from the ground up, make $1 million in 1 year, the story is crazy, okay? She was literally with us at Busy at the Beach in 2016. And she was all stressed out. She was just launching her own boutique, Nicole Linnell boutique. Literally the very next year at the next Busy at the Beach, on that trip, she got the notification for her millionth dollar in sales. So within 1 year, she went from being stressed out trying to start something to literally celebrating hitting that milli mark. Okay, so very deserving of the summer issue cover. Definitely got to make sure you check it out. You can do that by visiting mag.workpraytslay.com. If you are interested in advertising inside of the mag, there's information on that website for you, as well as applications if you're interested in becoming a contributor and writing for Work Mag. So all of that is available for you at mag.workpraytslay.com. And y'all, this is a FUBU project, okay? Literally for us, by us. Work Mag is a print mag that spotlights and celebrates millennial women of color and Black-owned businesses. So we love being able to celebrate, support, and encourage our audience to practice group economics and keep that Black dollar in the Black community. All right? So shout out to everybody that's inside Work Mag. Work Pricelay Weekend, y'all know I got to do my little church bulletin announcements before we get into the show, but Work Pricelay Weekend is going to be here before we know it. I know you think that you have all the time in the world to make up your mind or get it together, but I'm telling you, the time is now. Do not wait to get your pass because they are going to sell out. Work Pricelay Weekend is 4 fun-filled days. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to get your entire life at Work Pricelay, okay? October 31st through November 3rd. Right here in ATL, I am hosting my 7th annual. We ain't new to this, we true to this. So one thing about WorkPrice Slay is we aren't just talking about what you should do, we are bringing you the experts who have actually done it and can help you do the same. So this year's topics include how to let go of limiting beliefs, how to monetize your website, start a blog, build a YouTube channel, craft your elevator pitch, start an online fashion boutique. My girl Nicole Campbell is coming all the way from Jamaica to teach us how to slay procrastination, okay? We're going to show you how to secure high-paying corporate clients, how to get people to stop copying your brand. When I tell you, we are bringing you the experts you need with the tips, the tricks, and the tools you need to start taking action towards your dreams. I'm not just talking about it. We're not just talking about it. We're going to show you how to be about it. So if you have not already made plans to attend WorkPrice Slay, definitely make sure you log on to WorkPriceSlay.com. And of course, that's W-E-R-K. And follow us on Instagram at WorkPrice Slay. Vendor tables are sold out. Gifting suite partnerships are definitely still available if you're interested in displaying your product inside of the WorkPrice Slay gifting suite. Then definitely check the show notes. I'll include the email information if you're interested in getting some exposure for your business in that way. Last but not least, I got to give y'all an update on my life. So in the last solo episode, it was all about speaking what you seek. I was telling y'all how I literally manifested what I thought was going to be an amazing weekend at Essence. And y'all, when I tell you, I got my entire life in New Orleans being surrounded by so much magical melanin and running into like all of my favorite girl bosses, all of my friends in my head, you know, the ones that I don't really know in real life, but I feel like I know, as well as the ones that I do know in real life that were down there hosting their own events, hosting events on behalf of brands, just doing amazing things. It felt so good to know so many people doing so many amazing things, you know, at Essence Fest. So I felt so inspired just by the work that they were putting in, aside from the events that I got a chance to be part of. So I told y'all about the amazing blessing that I had manifested in the Mona Scott interview event. And when I tell you, it was better than I could have even expected. Mona was so cool. Mona asked me to take a picture, y'all. Not in a like, oh girl, I mean, it was just like a, hey girl, come on, you know, like we was homegirls, let's take a picture. I'm like, Mona, you asking me, will I take a picture? I'm sitting over here trying to figure out how to ask you for a picture, you know? So it was just better than I could have expected. The conversation was natural. I always feel like I never want to know the conversation or the questions ahead of time when I'm doing an interview or when I'm doing a panel, because I feel like it's too much pressure. I'm gonna be trying to like get the right answers and memorize them and all that stuff. So I'm glad that I wasn't quote unquote prepared. I didn't know what we were going to talk about because the conversation flowed naturally. And so I think I made a really good impression. So who knows what the future holds for your girl. Shout out to Mona for being so cool. And what was even doper about Mona, let me tell y'all, is that her man was sitting there right in the little green room with her, okay, sitting right next to her, holding her down. And she made a point when they brought in her cue cards, she made a point to stop the person who was bringing in the cue cards and say, let me make sure y'all got my name right. I need to make sure that it says Young on the end. So if that's not a put some respect on my man's, put some respect on my husband, put some respect on my marriage, I was like, listen, sis, you better make sure they put your entire name. I'm not Mona Scott. I'm Mona Scott Young. Thank you. Thank you very much. Put some respect on my man's name. So I thought it was amazing. I didn't know that Mona had been married for 20 plus years, but to see Black love in action, to hear her talk about how, you know, her and her husband had to swap roles at one point in their marriage, where she, you know, was the breadwinner working outside of the home and he was at home taking care of the kids, to hear about the things that they went through to make it through, I was inspired. I was encouraged. So definitely an amazing weekend. Also had my own event. Shout out to the New Orleans Organic Spot. If you are in New Orleans, this Black-owned spot is so bomb, okay? Had the best. I heard amazing things about the massages. I was super sad that I did not get my own, but I will definitely be trying it out next time. This time I only had time for a little wax and a little yoni steam. Definitely got me all the way together, but it was such an amazing time connecting with, we literally had women from all across the country, from New York to Florida to Chicago was there. I mean, just so many different cities. Every single group of people that attended the event represented a different city. So it was great to be able to connect with so many of you all from around the country in one space. So amazing that I feel like all Black women, if you have not experienced Essence, like you need to be there. So I'm definitely already putting together a trip for us to go together and experience it together in 2020. So stay tuned for details on that. But if you have not experienced Essence Fest, it's definitely something that you need to experience once in a lifetime. In addition to all of the Essence amazingness, I've also hosted the Work Mag cover release Toast to Working Women dinner party. Got to shout out my sponsors, Bel Air Rosé, the Bio Beauty Place, an amazing Black-owned event space right here in ATL. Not only is it Black-owned, happens to be owned by a Black woman, okay? Two Black women on the, not just one event space, but three event spaces here in Atlanta. Definitely check them out. If you're following me on Instagram, I tag them in all of the event pics so you can see their amazing event space, as well as Jay Lux Sense, who is one of our sponsors, Elite Event Photo Booths. Hands down, the best photo booth we've ever had at an event. This bomb mirror photo booth. It was so cool. Check her out at Elite Event Photo Booths. Am I forgetting anybody? Yeah, I think that's all of our sponsors for the dinner. But it was a great time. We had some fabulous guests. Everybody from Brandy Harvey, Carly Harvey. We had Nicole Kane in the building, Christina Rice, Christina Johnson, Maya Smith from The Do. So many amazing melanated women who were doing the damn thing. It was a blessing to be surrounded by all of that magic. So shout out to everyone who attended that. Make sure you grab your copy of the summer issue because it's full of inspiration for you to get that ass to work. So let me tell y'all what inspired this week's episode, which is all about minding your damn business, minding the business that pays you, okay? Let me tell you the inspo. So I'm scrolling my phone and I get an email. The subject line of this email literally says, Taraji P. Henson is the victim of identity theft. That's it. That's all it said. And it's from one of these blog newsletter, somehow, you know, you got all these junk emails. So I click on the email and I could not believe the fact that in 2019, someone else being the victim of identity theft is supposed to be news for me. Like, I'm supposed to be so interested in someone else's life. That's something that does not affect me. I cannot help this person with, you know, I don't have a resource to help her get her identity back. That has no bearing on my life. And that is one small representation of the silly things that we are caught up in and worried about on a daily basis that really have nothing to do with us. But we click the link anyway. We click the post anyway. We scroll the comments, me, anyway. And we get so caught up in all of these things that have nothing to do with nothing that we end up getting distracted from the things that we are really meant to do. And so the same feeling that I had, the feeling of disgust that I had when I looked at that email, is the same feeling I had years ago when I got rid of my cable. When I started realizing that reality TV, which is not real, was taking over and that the media really wanted me to take a minute out of my life, and not just a minute, but more like hours out of my life to sit down and watch somebody else live their life. Like literally watch somebody else go to dinner, watch somebody else talk on the phone, watch somebody else, you know, do these things that I could be out here doing. So I had that same exact feeling the other day when I got that email that I had when I said, you know what, I got to cancel this cable because I'm so busy watching these people live their life that I'm not living my own. And so this week, I want to inspire, empower, and encourage you to mind your damn business. Mind the business that pays you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the business that pays you in dollar bills, but it should be the business that pays you in reciprocated energy, the business that pays you by being an investment, the energy that pays you, the things that pay you, the business that pays you by being an asset, okay, instead of a liability. So if you find yourself spending too much time scrolling the blogs, spending too much time binge watching Netflix or binge watching your favorite reality show or sitting on the phone gossiping about what somebody else has going on, I want to encourage you to do these five things. Get yourself back on track. Get yourself some business by doing these five things. Number one, you got to get real about what you want, okay? Success starts with an intention. You don't get anywhere that you don't set out to get, okay? You're not going to stumble upon success. You're not going to fall into $1 million. You're not going to fall into a successful business. It doesn't happen like that. If it did, so many other people would be rich and successful. If you've ever heard of or read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, then you know that he talks about knowing what you want. He talks about setting a chief definite aim, having a chief definite aim, that one thing that you are going after, that one thing that you are laser focused on. So if you find yourself getting caught up in what somebody else has going on, wondering why somebody else is doing what they're doing, I want to advise you to get back to focusing on what you really want. A lot of times we're standing in our own way. We're sabotaging our own success because we're not going after anything. We don't even know what success really looks like for us. We're operating off of this expired blueprint, this blueprint that's been handed down by our parents or given to us by our older siblings or by our best friends or by our significant others, these ideas that they've given us for what's good for us, what's a good fit for us, what will make us happy, what will make us quote unquote successful. We are standing in our own way, sabotaging our success because we're not really getting real about what success looks like for us. Sometimes we have to stop and redefine our idea of success. And success comes in different forms. So you can have success in your romantic relationships. That looks like one type of success. Success in your professional life, your career, or your business. Success in your finances. Success for somebody might just be good health. But what does success mean to you? What does that look like for you? How do you define success? If you are not real or even clear about what success means for you or what it looks like to you, then it's going to be hard for you to get to it. It's going to be really, really hard for you to know what it looks like. It's going to be really, really hard for you to understand how to get to it, which brings me to number two. You got to get specific about what it's going to take for you to get there. So you got to know where there is before you can figure out how to get there. You got to put something in the GPS before it's going to give you the step-by-step directions, right? You got to have a destination before you can get directions. So get specific about what it's going to take. A lot of us are scared to even take the first step because we have no clue what step 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 through 10 are going to look like. We are just telling ourselves, I want to have a successful business. I want to write this book. I want to be in a loving relationship. What are those small actionable steps that it's going to take? What are 3 to 5 steps that you can actually do that's going to get you to that goal? What is it going to look like if you break it down? Starting a successful business doesn't just happen overnight. You got to build that thing brick by brick. So what are those bricks? What does that look like? What is it going to take to build whatever it is that success means to you? If you know that success for you at this time, and success, you know, your idea for success can change season by season. So in this season, I ideally, success for you might look like a healthy, happy relationship. Well, sis, you're probably not going to just go out tomorrow and attract a healthy, happy relationship if you have not gotten to a healthy, happy place within yourself, because the energy that you're putting out is what's going to go out and literally magnetize, stick to something that's just like it. So if you're sending out broken, bitter, bad attitude energy, then you're going to get that. So you could get a man, you could find a man, we could all have a man. But are you going to get the one that's worth your time? Are you going to attract the one that you've been, quote unquote, waiting for? Are you going to attract the one that is worth you putting in the work for? And the answer is no, not until you spend time investing in yourself to get there. So what are those 3 to 5 steps that's going to take to invest in yourself? Maybe you need to find a therapist. That might be step one, right? And then maybe the therapist can help you with steps 2 through 5. Maybe step one is, you know, making that list. I have saved my life several times by making lists of why I don't need to be with so-and-so, making a list of which one of these options is better, making a list of why I need to go back to doing this, this, or that, making a list of what's really working and what's not, making a list of people I need to let go of, making a list of limiting beliefs. So sometimes you have to just make a list. What are the things that is really going to take for you to accomplish your idea of success, whatever that looks like for you in this season? Break it down. What do those bricks look like? Brick by brick, I have to do this, this, and this to get to this, okay? So number one, you gotta get real about what you want, because you might not be minding your business because you don't have any business, and you might not have any business because you have not gotten real about what you want that business to be, what you really want to work toward. So number one, you gotta get real about that. Outside of what everybody else thinks is good for you, outside of the opinions of everyone else, what do you see as success for yourself? Number two, you gotta get specific about what it's gonna take. So what type of person do you need to become to prepare yourself, to position yourself for your idea of success? So if you want to attract a healthy, happy relationship, what are the things that you have to do to become healthy and happy? If you want to maintain a debt-free lifestyle, what are the things that you need to do right now to prepare for that person who lives a debt-free life, right? Because the person who can't manage $1,000 is going to have a really hard time managing a million. So what do you need to do now? 3 to 5 action steps that it's going to take for you to accomplish whatever that idea of success is that you figured out in step one. Step one, figure out what you want. Step two, get specific about what it's going to take to get it. Step three, you got to get in alignment. So when I say get in alignment, I mean everything must match. Write that down. Everything must match. Your intentions must match. Your thoughts must match your words, and your words must match your actions. All of that has to be in alignment. So that means you can't set an intention to meet the man of your dreams, but then the thoughts that are flowing through your head are, these men ain't shit. All men are gonna cheat. I know the next guy I get with is gonna be like the last guy. If those are the thoughts that you have, they don't align with your intentions, which probably means your words are not gonna match. Which definitely means that if you do meet somebody, your actions are not going to match, because your actions are going to go with that underlying thought, okay? Subconsciously, what do you really feel like you deserve? What do you really feel like you're worth working toward, right? All of that has to be in alignment. So you can't say one thing but do another. You can't think one thing but then act in another way. All of it has to be in alignment. So in order to get in alignment, for everybody looks different. What works for me may not work for you, but what works for me is meditation, getting quiet, tuning in, asking for guidance, and really truly listening for it. Having affirmations. You know, you gotta be your biggest cheerleader. You gotta be your own hype man. Okay, you gotta hype yourself up when nobody else is around to hype you up. Sometimes you just gotta check your own credentials, read your own resume, check your own receipt, and remember who you are. So what are those affirmations that get you in that Beyonce, Sasha Fierce mood? Like, what do you need to tell yourself to get your mind right, to remember who you are? Put those affirmations in your phone. I like to set affirmation alarms. So throughout the day, you can literally have these affirmations that's popping up to remind you to get in alignment. That's popping up to remind you what you have to be happy about, what you have to be thankful for, what you have to show gratitude for. So meditation, affirmations. Affirmation alarms. All of those things will help keep you in alignment. Okay? Removing negative influences. So the people who take you out of alignment, the places that take you out of alignment, removing those influences, removing that energy, removing yourself from those situations. That might be necessary in order for you to get in alignment and stay there. This is like an ongoing thing. It's not a, I'm going to wake up and read an affirmation, and then that one affirmation I read this morning is going to last me to tonight. This is an ongoing, on the hour, constantly self-talking yourself into alignment. So it's not one thing that's just going to, you know, you're going to get it. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some practice, but it's definitely worth practicing so that you can get in and stay in alignment. Number four, you got to get your game face on and stay focused, okay? It's easy to talk about what you want. It's easy to decide what it's going to take to get there. It's easy to hype yourself up about it. But are you going to stay hype? Are you going to stay full of faith even when things are falling apart? Are you going to stay focused even when things aren't going your way? All right. It's so important for you to understand that faith will create opportunities for you every single time. So just believing that you're worthy of it, just believing that God has it for you, just believing that that blessing is coming your way will create an opportunity for you to get it. Faith creates opportunities. Fear creates obstacles. So you got to get your game face on. You got to remember that faith and fear cannot coexist. You can't be full of faith but be fearful at the same time. So you got to get your game face on. Get your game faith on, okay? And stay focused. Stay focused on what you are meant to do, okay? Don't get lost in the sauce of what everybody else got going on. Again, you got to mind the business that pays you. So you can only level up in your own lane. Getting lost in someone else's sauce is not going to get you paid. Trying to do what you see make it that's making somebody else money is not necessarily going to make you money. You don't know what it really took, okay? You don't know what it's really going to take for you to get it, to keep it, to maintain it, to sustain it. So keep your eyes on your own prize. Really do what you can to limit distractions, to cut out that outside noise and tune out those outside opinions. You have to learn to trust yourself, your instinct, your intuition, more than you trust the opinions of other people. You already have the answers, okay? So get your game face on and stay focused. That's number four. Number five, you gotta get off the gram. You gotta get off these blogs. You gotta get off of the Netflix, the Hulu, until you've accomplished your goal. Because guess what? Once you've just accomplished that one goal, accomplishing that one goal is going to make you feel like you a bad bee. Like it ain't nobody that can tell you ish because you done did this damn thing. So once I just got to help you get to that one goal. Once you get to that one goal, you are going to have that mojo. You are going to have that spirit of get it done-ness that you are going to need to go after the next goal. So if you can just stay focused, if you can just get off of the gram, the blogs, the reality TV, whatever your guilty pleasure is, if you can just get off of it or at least limit your distraction from it for long enough to get to your goals, that's going to give you the energy, the boost that you need to go after the next thing and the next and the next. I hope that you are feeling empowered, inspired, and encouraged to get that ass to work. If you enjoyed this interview, leave your girl a 5-star review. I love you, and I'll see you next week. Good night.